Time for the Hawk Report. Jeff Hathorn, 93.7thefan.com, was at PNC Park today. Watched the Pirates score only 3-1 runs, but beat the Reds. Final score was 3-1 there. We also have this Jared Jones news, Jeff, where he had surgery today and is going to miss the rest of the year, and who knows how much longer. Let's start there. They're not calling it Tommy John surgery. So what's the difference between what he had and what we usually hear on these types of elbow surgeries?
You know, it's really interesting because you almost assume that it's Tommy John, and they were very, very, very much wanted to point out that it was not Tommy John surgery, that it was an elbow forearm surgery. And the difference that you notice initially is the time back report. Instead of 12 to 15 months, it's 10 to 12 for the surgery that Jared Jones has. Now, no doubt Jared Jones is the type of dude that's going to want to, you know, push the boundaries to get back as soon as possible. But that's a lot better news than initially thought. I mean, if he would be able to get the front end of that return, that would put him in line to be ready near the or at the start of the season. It might be a little unrealistic, but we'll see how he recovers.
Jeff, when he first was shut down again, I think a lot of people, frankly, because they just observe baseball and know how this story usually ends, sort of, and I'll count myself among them, speculated that this was going to end in surgery, and it has. Why not, you know, maybe consider doing this earlier if this was always where it was going to lead, or if it was likely to lead in this direction?
So ultimately, it's up to the player. The team can't force a player to have surgery. And at the time, Jones wanted to keep that option alive. He wanted to exhaust every possibility of getting on the field and avoiding surgery. And, you know, he was taking some steps, although marginal, he was taking steps towards that. And then he was throwing some long toss a couple of days ago and just felt it in his elbow. And I think he just became resigned to what was going to have to happen. Now, obviously, if he makes that decision right away, but, you know, again, it's up to the player and you have to get in his head. And in his head, he thought that he was going to be able to beat this and pitch. And unfortunately, that's going to set him back a little longer for next year.
What's the buzz around Paul Skeens now that there's a few days since that complete game that went by the wayside back in Pittsburgh? You guys have the open clubhouse. You see him moving around. You talk to people around the team. What are they saying about Skeens' mental state right now, Jeff?
Actually, it's been pretty good. I mean, it's not that he's obviously happy with what happened there, but he bounces back pretty well. He treats things, dare I say, militarily, in that, you know, you just move on to the next day and you attack the next day. I mean, he's not sulking. He's upbeat. I think of anything this week, the thing that's had him bummed out is it's what happened to his really good buddy, Jared, and not being able to pitch this year. And the, you know, the finality of, I mean, his locker is gone now at PNC Park. And that's, I mean, that's they are really tight. So I think of anything, that's the thing that's, if it's given him any perspective, I don't know. Well, we're going to talk to him tomorrow before his start on Friday. But it seems to have occupied his thoughts more than what happened Sunday. And then, you know, just seeing this team battle and the way Falter and Heaney pitched over the last couple of days kept the Pirates in the game, and they were able to get enough to get two wins, somehow win a series by scoring five runs in it.
Jeff, John Heyman tweeted 6 hours ago, per a Pirate source, Paul Skeens not getting traded, quote, no chance, no way, no how, end quote. And then he also opined that the Pirates remain determined to build around Skeens. From your perspective, the people you talk to, do you get the sense organizationally that they realize they didn't do a good enough job building around Skeens, or do people there feel like they've just been bitten by bad luck, injury luck, and a bunch of guys having slow starts at the same time? I.e., do you think that still around there, they think they did the right things to build this team?
I think it's more Charrington that will give you the stats and about the, hey, you know, these guys are off to slow starts. And I mean, with some of these guys like Brian Reynolds, historically, this guy is going to bounce out of it because he has been good over a number of years. But I think realistically, amongst people that will tell you off the record, I mean, they didn't do enough. I mean, getting Adam Frazier and Tommy Pham, and not just to pick on those guys, but, you know, and then, you know, grabbing a Canario, which isn't a horrible ad, but it's not Paul Skeens worthy of trying to compete this year. And now we'll see, having learned all of this and seen how this first 2 months of the season has gone, how does that affect them at the deadline, and what do they do next year so they don't end up in the same situation in 2026?
Jeff, why is Tommy Pham still playing?
Well, I mean, today he had two hits and an assist in the outfield. I think he is a placeholder until they find someone else that will play, you know, that will get more opportunities. You've seen Canario make a majority of the starts over the last couple of weeks. I think you will continue to see that as they will minimize that role, and whether he stays in that minimized role, gets more opportunities because of somebody's injury in the future, or gets traded, we'll see. I mean, the history would tell you over the last few years with how many different teams he's played for that Pham will be available at the trade deadline.
Jeff, is he providing, because when he was brought in, part of it was he's a veteran leader, he holds guys accountable. When you're in that clubhouse, do you get any sense that that version or that aspect of Tommy Pham and what he supposedly brings to the table is present?
What I've noticed with him is I think he's wise enough to know that if you're batting under 200, that stuff doesn't carry a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
And he just kind of keeps to himself, is what we've seen. I mean, we're not there all the time, but in the time we're in there, he seems to keep more to himself. I'll say this for the guy, and personally, he can be abrasive from a media standpoint. He is one of the he and Henry Davis are like the first two guys out for every BP. I mean, they do all the drills as hard as anybody and do as more than most people. So, I mean, he is doing that, but I think he's also, like I said, wise enough to not. You know, when Rowdy came over last year and put his arm around Bednar as he's hitting buck 30, I think Pham is more aware than to not do stuff like that.
Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate the Hawk Report.
Thanks, boys.